And we are going to hang out for the next half an hour with our good friend. You watch her all the time. I would assume every evening she's on Fox 4. It's Sam Gannon.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Sam.
Hi. Hi, Brad. Hi, Donnie.
How are you? Great.
I'm just awesome. The World Cup's starting.
I know, right? Are you guys all over that over at Fox 4?
Oh, yeah. We're all over it more. We have Peter Welpton.
Okay.
You guys, yep. Dear friend of you guys. He's going to be joining us throughout the tournament.
The soccer encyclopedia.
He is. He is. And he has his friend Lars joining him from overseas. Yeah. Got to meet him on Sunday.
Okay, I was listening to their show last night on the way back.
I love his accent. His accent is awesome.
Where's he from?
He's from Norway.
Oh, Norway.
But I don't think he doesn't live in Norway.
I always forget about Norway.
Yeah.
Who are you rooting for?
Who am I rooting for? Who do I think is going to win?
No, who are you rooting for?
Yeah,
because for me individually, I'd like to see Ronaldo win it.
So you hate America?
I cannot believe this.
I think Spain is going to win it. Okay. That's who I'm picking to win it. So I'm Team USA, but I don't think we're winning it. And
we're not staying true to your bracket. That's what you're trying to do. You want to be right.
I'd like to see the stars out, you know?
Sure.
I'm excited.
Messi, Argentina.
Right, Messi. I'm excited.
I played with
the
him on FIFA
here.
Before.
Oh, congratulations.
So that's how I'm going to pull for him, I guess.
So we wanted to have you in because we do want to, and you're our girl. We've hung
you
around
guys.
You so much.
You're my guy.
Glad that you're here. And if you want to fire off any basketball HSOs, you can. But we just kind of want to chill and hang with you because
I love this.
We've talked to you so many times. And I always love the origin story of people who aren't from here.
Yes.
That get here somehow. Like, was this always a dream of yours to be in sports? When did that come about? And was the destination just kind of any major market, or when did you pinpoint Dallas as this is where I want to be?
I never pinpointed Dallas.
Okay.
I just randomly ended up here, which I'm very thankful for. Mm. I never even thought I was going to be on TV. Like, that was never,
really?
That was never on the radar as something that I thought I was going to do.
What was the goal?
I thought I was going to be a little biologist.
Okay.
Like a scientist.
Wow. Okay.
And then I failed chemistry my first semester. But I will say this. This is also when I was swimming. And anyone that has, you know, been a D1, and I wasn't a D1 athlete all 4 years. I quit.
So what? You were a D1 athlete?
I don't
Who
even
cares?
Like to say I quit.
You basically could have swam in the Olympics.
That was my dream. When I was younger, I was really, really good.
I was too. Not to go back
to the old days, but when I was like 12, 13, 14, my teens, I was really, really good. Like nationally ranked and stuff. Man. And then it kind of happens to women a lot where your bodies burn out. You see it a lot with gymnasts too, kind of the same type of thing. So by the time I got to college, like I was swimming slower than I did when I was 14 years old.
That's
so picture me, I'm 18, like
right.
I'm like ready to go, like super, super dedicated. I'm like super competitive, but then like my times are literally slower than when I was 14. And so I'm like, I can't keep doing this because there was like 2 days, you know, yeah. All the time. I had like an 8 a.m. biology class Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And it got to the point where there were so many of us in my freshman class that we would rotate going to class. Like, I'm like, I can't go to 8 a.m. biology. And my mind just wasn't a mathematical mind. Mm. So then I was like, my mom's like, well, you like talking to people. Why don't you apply to the journalism school? And so I did my sophomore year. Did a radio internship back in Boston. That's what introduced me to broadcast. Thought I was going to do that, entertainment. But I wanted to live vicariously through athletes. I know some people may have heard the story. So I interned like at an NBC affiliate in Hartford. Got my start there after college. First on-air job, Louisiana. Big culture shock. I'm a New England girl at heart, Boston girl at heart. Worked there. Then there was an opportunity in OKC. And didn't think I was going to get it. I actually was there for 6 years. And then I saw there was a position here. Never thought I would get it. And then,
crazy.
And then that's how I've been here. So I've been here about a little over 7 years now.
Okay, so going back to college, because I would give advice to any college student, because I also had to learn the hard way. And I think this is really important as you get adjusted from leaving high school, going to college. Schedule your classes as late as
yes.
you possibly can. Like, seriously.
Yeah, sometimes you don't have a choice, though.
Sometimes you don't. But I would suggest that any incoming freshman do not schedule a class earlier than 10 a.m.
The problem is, though, those bio classes, they sure. were in the morning.
Right, right. Like, sometimes you don't have a choice.
Yes.
And if you have to, you have to go
it
through
sucks.
It. But usually I would say that if you're a freshman, and it's probably different now because people are earning okay. all those credits in high school, that if you're just taking like the basics that they offer them later than that, man,
yeah.
That is advice one I give them. Make sure that you are, because you're not prepared. I don't care how disciplined you think you are.
It's
a different world
yeah.
when you're going up there, and 8 a.m. comes around quickly every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and they don't care if you're not there or not. They don't.
No.
I always try to give that advice because I didn't heed it.
I loved college, though.
I did, too.
I was thinking about that the
I liked
other
it for a while.
Really?
At one point.
I was thinking about this the other day. Like, I am so, you know, some people, they had wished they had gone to like a bigger school or had more of
yeah.
like a college experience.
Yeah.
I had like the ideal college experience. Like, I wouldn't have gone anywhere else. Like, I really loved my time there. And I just had the best time with my friends. Like, that's what I miss most, because all my best girlfriends were all scattered like throughout the country. Like,
crazy.
None of them are here.
Yeah, I can
and
see that.
That's the weird part about, for me, it's like, I love being here. I love my job here. I love all the friends I've made. But it's weird being away from your family. Like, I don't know that it gets easier. I just have gotten used to it. But it definitely can be lonely sometimes, even when I have my friends here, if that makes sense.
With your schedule, is it hard for you to get out and do stuff with people?
So I have Fridays and Saturdays off, which I think is really good, because I never had those days off in my whole career. I would always have like Mondays and Tuesdays, or like Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So the fact that I feel like I have a weekend, like, I don't mind working on Sundays at all. Like, because during football season, that's go time. Like, I
right.
love working Sundays. But no, I don't actually feel like it's that hard to see people. But I do feel like when you're an adult, it's like, you almost have to schedule plans with your friends like months in advance. Be like, hey, do you have time on like
yeah,
Friday
right.
the 20th?
Like,
at,
in like 4 weeks.
From
so
two
like,
to four.
I don't know what I'm doing in 4 weeks. What are you talking about?
Yeah, so that's what I would say. I think that's the challenging part just in general when you're an adult, is trying to like, or even like a phone date with some of my friends back home. Like, we try to schedule those in advance. So that can be kind of hard sometimes.
We have Sam Gannon in studio, Fox 4, Free for All, here at Lunchtime with the Invasion as we roll along. So you're in college. You have the opportunity to go to New Orleans. You're going to Louisiana. How difficult was
Lake
it?
Lake Charles, not New Orleans.
I'm sorry, Lake Charles.
Very
my bad.
Different.
It is very
much
different.
Different, yes.
How difficult is it to pull the trigger to go by yourself to go to Lake Charles to work a gig when the unknown is kind of scary to a lot of people?
So, like, my mentor at the time, and he's still my mentor to this day, I have to call him. His name is Kevin Nathan. He now does news at NBC Connecticut in Hartford, but he was the longtime sports director. And he prepared me for, he's like, you're probably going to have to move far away. Now you don't see that. I mean, yes, you do, but the industry has changed so much. Like, you're seeing students graduate college and getting jobs in Dallas. That would never have happened when I graduated, because that just wouldn't. But so I had mentally prepared that I would probably have to go and move away. So I had already like prepared myself for that. So the first job I was ever offered was actually a news reporter job in upstate New York. Okay. Elmira, New York. I remember they wanted to interview me. I drove 7 hours
wow.
in my little Plymouth Breeze.
Okay.
Drove 7 hours. Immediately upon entering the town, I called my mom even before the interview, and I was like, there's no way I'm living here. I said, I'm not trying to be negative, Nancy. I go, if I get offered the job, I'm not doing it. Like, I there's no way. There's nothing going on here. So, of course, and there was a sports job opening at the time as well. So my thing is, it's like, okay, I'm going to go into this interview and I'm going to kind of sell myself here and try to see if there's a way that I can move into sports. And he was like, the news director was like, listen, like, if you do a good job in news, like, I'm going to want to keep you in news, right? Long story short, he ends up calling me a week later, offers me the job. Everyone at NBC Connecticut, including my mentor, including all the on-air personalities, they were like, you should take it. It's your foot in the door. Like, nothing is guaranteed. Something didn't feel right. I was like, no. So I turned it down. I was like, I'll stay being a productions assistant until something else pops along. Then 2 months later, I got the call from Lake Charles, Louisiana. And I was like, this is a sign.
Wow.
Like, this is my sign. Like, I waited because I thought something would fit me better. this is what I've been waiting for. My mom was super freaked out. She was like, I had 3 weeks to move there. She's like, how are we going to do this? You have 3 weeks. And I'm like, we'll figure it out. My dad was super calm, surprisingly. Crazy. And then I moved. And it was a culture. It was the biggest culture shock of my life, probably, moving there from Connecticut.
And that was
Boston.
Sports, right? In
that
Lake
was,
Charles.
Yes,
okay.
That was solely sports. Still have never gotten to go to Death Valley and cover an LSU game, though, because they had McNeese State in town. So that was kind of the team we covered. But it was a wild time for sure.
Got to eat some good food, though.
Very good
food.
That
had to blow your mind, too, coming from up in the Northeast to coming down to the bayou, essentially, to eat bayou food.
And especially like high school football, because that wasn't really, that's not a thing back home. Yeah. Like, there's some good teams, but no one cares about. It's a pro sports town, so no one really cares about college football. Like, maybe BC, that's where my mom went, but, everyone, the tailgating was amazing. People would invite me over to their houses because there was only one TV station. So if they watched you, they really watch. So that was cool. And I have friends there that I keep in touch with. And when they had that hurricane, like several years ago, I went back and helped and saw my friends there. So definitely have a lot of memories.
All right, it's 12:28. Lunchtime with the Invasion is rolling along. We are joined in studio by Sam Gannon from Fox 4, Free for All. We are just talking sports and life. And let's continue the discussion. We'll do it next here on The Ticket.
We will mix with our friends from The Sweet Spot, Sean Bass, David Mino, here in 15 minutes or so. But we continue with our special guest, Sam Gannon of Fox 4, hanging out with us
What's
in studio.
Up, guys?
The world traveler.
Pleasure to be here.
I love talking traveling with Sam.
We do. We love talking about traveling.
Yeah.
It just does something to the soul.
I travel to a different county every day.
She was a frequent visitor of Spain before I went. She gave some great recommendations for us when we were over there, and we had a really good time.
I'm so glad that you went to the steakhouse that I recommended.
I know. I'm like, man, this is, you're just walking around, boom, there it is.
I wouldn't steer you wrong.
No,
you
did not.
I would never steer you wrong.
No, you didn't. It's wild over there, Matt, when they are eating dinner at like 11:15 p.m.
For 4 hours.
And that's, it's just normal. Like, if you want to get a 7 o'clock reservation, they're going, 7? It's not even available. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's way too early. Like, oh, okay.
I don't know if I'd fit in over there.
Well, you'd have to adjust the time.
I'm a night owl. Like, I don't know about you guys. Like, do you guys have trouble sleeping at night?
No.
I don't.
You don't?
No, so I have weird dreams.
I have been having the worst time sleeping. I'm, like, not falling asleep before, like, last night. 3:30 a.m.
What?
4 a.m.
Is that normal?
This has been going on now for like 5 months.
What time do you wake up?
I've been waking up at like 10, but sometimes I wake up at like 8 or 9. Like, I'm just not sleeping well right now. So if anyone has any tips out there,
you gotta reset your circadian rhythm. But I need to put this down.
I'm on my phone.
Yeah, that'll
too
do
much.
It to you.
Like, these things are bad.
That's wild. But they're necessary. You have to
have
them.
They're bad. They're real, real bad.
You have to have them.
Do you eat really late or something?
No, it's not that.
You just can't turn your brain off.
I just cannot. I'm an overthinker to the max. So, like, I just can't shut my mind off. I have a big problem with that. You know, that's where I'm jealous of y'all. I feel like guys, sometimes y'all can just.
Sometimes.
But yeah, I think it is sometimes. And I used to be a night owl also. It was 3:30 when I would fall asleep. But it was on purpose. It wasn't because I couldn't fall asleep. It's just something that I did. And I'm glad I've adjusted the clock back to, all right, once I know that bed is for one thing and one thing only, and that is sleeping. And once I get in there and I turn on, and usually people will, I know Matt has told me before.
And you get all cozy in your PJs?
It's, well, not my PJs, but. You know, you get the, all right, some people like the room pitch black, like it extremely cold, whatever you need to do, you have to find that. But I have to have the television on.
See, I don't have a TV in my bedroom.
Yeah, I don't either.
And a lot of people will say that. I
can't do it. I get in bed and I read.
See, does that make you fall asleep?
It can, but I just enjoy it. But I'll read, but I go to bed earlier than, I don't know. I'm trying to make sure this phase of my life I'm just getting enough sleep, and I go to bed way earlier than I probably normally would.
That's good. I'm jealous of you guys for getting. I love to sleep. I want to sleep more.
That's interesting though that you can't fall.
You don't want to take anything for it.
Melatonin.
I've tried melatonin. Yeah, that helps.
You can take
a little
magnesium.
I've tried that.
Really?
I don't know, everyone who says is on this magnesium train that says it's some magic, it's not. Like I feel, but maybe it's because I need to put down my phone.
Yeah, you're doing it to yourself. We've diagnosed the problem. You just can't get rid of it.
I need to throw it in the water.
You could try breathing. Like, there's breathing techniques you can try.
No, she needs to put the phone down.
Well, yes, this would require putting the phone down and focusing on your breath and helping you.
You can just have these pretty lights in your room, like maybe pink or blue. I'm going to start doing that.
Maybe I need mood lighting. You like a Bad Bunny show going on in your bedroom?
You should get sound machines and a sleep mask and make it dark and cold.
I want to be on the ocean. I that's what I need.
Get that.
Ocean sounds.
I sleep with two sound machines.
You can get that on your phone. Maybe if you put that down beside you,
I should put this in the other room, and then I'll put the little speaker on.
But do you use that as your alarm to wake up?
Yes.
Then buy an alarm clock. Put your phone in the other room, and maybe that will solve a lot of your problems.
I think I'm going to try to implement these new
tactics. I have an old school alarm clock on my...
you do.
on the nightstand, but I do use my phone as an alarm. I need to start using that.
These are the enemy, guys. This is what, especially
put
for
it down.
Kids. Especially for kids.
Just put it down and say it's time to sleep.
But then I also like my me time, my unwind. Because, you know, when you go home from work, like, you need a little bit of time to unwind.
Sure.
My mom's always like, well, you should try to be going to bed, like, right when you get home within the hour.
That's not normal.
I couldn't do that.
Like, Mom.
Yeah.
I try to do that, but it's not happening.
Unwind, yes. You got to allow yourself a little bit of that time.
Because when I worked overnights.
Oh, gosh.
And I would get off at 6 a.m. I would come home and immediately just fall asleep. And then I started thinking, wait a minute. If I worked 9 to 5, I wouldn't get home and by 6 p.m. I'm in the bed falling asleep. Let's just kind of treat this as a normal day and maybe stay up a few hours when I get home and fall asleep and wake up closer when it comes to work. When it comes to go to work. But I feel like I'm missing something. So I would always wake up at, 1 p.m. and then go about my day and then not even fall asleep before I went back to work that night. So I'm exhausted when I get back home. It was a huge adjustment. I never got adjusted to it.
No, I don't know how anyone works the morning the morning music. I don't know how they do it. The few times I've filled in, I'm like, I would not be able to sleep ever.
Well, they're used to it, so they don't have the fear of like not waking up. And I think that's my problem.
Yeah,
that's
a feeling part of the morning.
You would always be like,
I'm setting an alarm like 2 hours before I need to get up because I want to make sure that I am not going to oversleep.
Yeah.
You also have the thing, like I heard Craig talking about it this morning. He's watching the game last night because, of course, he's a Spurs guy. And he talked about how he couldn't go to sleep because he was so jazzed up after the game.
The adrenaline.
I'm like, man, he said he stayed up till 11 or 11:30.
I thought he said 12:30.
Okay, 12:30, whatever it was. It's like, man, then he's got to get up and come in and do the morning show. That's where, at least with us... Even like last night, I had a hard time falling asleep last night just because of the game, and
now,
I was so pumped up.
Do you guys text each other during the game? Like, are you guys like,
hey. We did last night, yeah.
Hope, going back and forth? Yeah.
Like, sometimes I'm like, all right, like I got to tell somebody this, because otherwise I'm just yelling expletives in my house by myself.
And I did that last night. I yelled one loudly. I think
that was crazy.
When Josh Hart missed the layup. I screamed so loud that I think my neighbor may think, what the heck is going on over there? Because it was like, oh, my gosh, my wife is in the other room. She just yelled, what's happening? I was like, well, I can't explain it to you in just, in a couple of words.
You don't get the magnitude of what's happening.
It's madness around here. And I do think we have the same thing as far as when a late Cowboy game, because we do post game.
And then you'll
get home around midnight or 12:15 or 12:30. And it is hard to turn your brain off.
A lot, yeah.
Same with me, too, on Sundays, because you're seeing the tweets about the game. You're watching everything, reading everything.
And even if I'm trying, and I don't have a phone, the TV's off. I need to fall asleep. And on the ceiling, you're dissecting plays about what you're going to talk about in this segment.
Exactly.
And what segment's going. And it's hard to shut the brain off.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I have a hard time. If I don't know or at least have a really good idea of what our segments are going to be the next day, I'm laying in bed going, man, we have these three open segments. What are we going to do here? I'm just sitting there trying to figure it out.
It's almost like the run sheet is on the,
on
the ceiling.
Like, you go through it. Clock, right. It's like, okay, I have 5 hours, so I got to be in for 3-2. That's how Mike and I are too with stuff. We'll shoot each other. I mean, we're always texting, Mike and I. like he's listening right now.
Does it
Mike.
Take him a long time?
Hi, Mike.
He has to hit the number 8 3 times to get the T on his phone, and then he has to keep doing it. It takes him 15 minutes to text
Deucey's
two lines.
Deucey's very excited about the World Cup. He'll be raring to go.
Who's he pulling for?
Let's see, because we had to give our predictions.
Who's his
to
country
our,
of choice?
He is France. He's going with France.
Oh, so he was rooting
so
for
none
the Spurs
of us are.
Too.
Yep.
Because of Wimby. Yeah.
Yes.
What did you think about that game last night? It's unbelievable to see that happen in real time, to where I can't believe this is going on.
No. I mean, it's like, first of all, it's awesome for the league, right? Because, like, I saw the ratings the other night for game three.
Yeah, we talked about
that
today.
Was,
yeah.
I can't wait to see what the ratings for last night.
But I wonder how many people bailed.
That's true.
In the third quarter, when it's 29.
It just feels to me like now, and I could be wrong, I've been wrong a lot, that, like, the Knicks are just destined. Like, they just want it more. And, like, because they had no business coming back from that. Like, that was the Spurs. Like, that was your opportunity now, and you blew that. Like, I just, but I automatically just, my mind goes fast forward and, like, Mavs are going to have a lot of problems. Like, that's what I automatically think of, you know, because Wemby and the Spurs aren't going anywhere. The Thunder's not going anywhere. Yeah. The West is always really tough. But just from a fan perspective, it was awesome to watch. And I'm happy for the Knicks fan base. That's the thing, like, about these two teams, Spurs and the Knicks, for me. They're both really likable teams, in my opinion. In my opinion, I
hear you.
I like both teams, so I don't have a horse in the race. I did pick the Spurs to win, but good for the Knicks fan base if they end up winning the whole thing.
Do you still have any feelings towards the Thunder fan base since you worked up there for so many years?
No, it's funny. I was actually pulling for the Spurs in that series, oddly enough. It's weird to me, you know, when you cover a team for a long time and then you're on the other side of it, and it's just completely different. But nothing to me, even the Thunder teams now, I know they won last year, nothing will compare to me to the Thunder teams that had Westbrook, Durant, and they were just it was a different type of, like, mentality and feel that I don't feel like this current team has. It's just a different generation, different whatever, but I was happy to see them win last year, but I didn't really have any feelings about them losing this year.
That's having lived there, I would have thought, I was not expecting you to say that.
Yeah, how many years in OKC?
We didn't know you loved San Antonio.
So. Yeah, I mean, I'm a Celtics fan, of course, but I think I was just like, you know, like, Wemby to me is, he's that face of the league. Like, he's fun.
Yeah, he is. He's crazy fun to watch.
And just going back to the first game of the season against the Mavs, like, I was there for that game. And, you know, when you see him play in person, it's just a different type of energy. You're like, oh, like, this is like the signs to come of what's the future, you know?
Yeah.
So I think the league's going to be in good hands, though. I like Wemby, too, because I like the fact that he's so different. He seems to be wholesome. That's what you see, like, fans refer to him. Like, what was he drawing in, like, Central Park and stuff like that?
Oh,
he
was,
sketching,
yes.
Sketching. Like, I love that. He likes to read before games. I mean, he's just a different type.
I didn't know that.
He brought, like, a... He brings books to the All-Star game. He's just a different type of dude. I like different.
Maybe I'm going to start pulling for the Spurs. Who on the Knicks reads? Does anybody read on the Knicks?
And listen,
I need to know.
I like the fact that Wemby doesn't treat everyone like he's your... Not everyone's your friend.
Yeah.
And that's
especially Jalen Brunson.
In real life, too, not everyone is your friend. You can be nice to everyone. You can be polite and cordial. Not everyone's your friend. Not everyone has to like you.
But Sam, you've been here for a while now in Dallas, so let's
really
say the
advice.
Mavericks in 2 years win the NBA championship. Wouldn't you feel some sort of way?
I feel how I always like to see, like, when I'm covering a team, I like to see them win, of course. But it's not like, it's not
you
like
become
I have,
a fan, so
no,
you're not,
not
a Thunder
fan.
Are you a Maverick fan?
No.
Okay.
No.
You're a Celtics fan.
Yeah.
Is that something in TV? Are they pushing you towards that?
No one's pushing me towards it, but I just feel like it is part of my, like, journalistic responsibility to be objective. And it's just different when you're in this career, because you're even like the one, even with the Celtics, like, I'm fans of them, but I'm not going crazy. Like, the only team right now that you really see my true fandom come out is with my alma mater, is with UConn. That's when you'll see my true fandom come out. But otherwise, and that to me is kind of like a little bit sad too, you know, because I'm in it. So, like, your fandom kind of, like, with the Cowboys, I grew up a Cowboys fan, but, like, I'm not when I'm covering them, I'm not a fan, so I turn that off.
So what if you're not working for a couple of weeks and you're whatever? You're not working for a couple of weeks, Sam, and you're watching a Cowboy game. Are you actively rooting for them, or can you not get that out of your head? That-
yeah, I'll hope that they win, sure, but it's like very easy for me to flip the switch. Like when I'm working, like I'll be critical of them. You know, and that's where some people, one of my big pet peeves, and we're not the only ones that do it. It's like you see it with every station. It's like, and the news reporters can get away with it, but it's like if we're covering a team in the playoffs or whatever, they'll all be wearing the team shirts. Oh. And I just do not like that. I'm like, because I've had fans say, why aren't you wearing, I remember after the Rangers won, why aren't you wearing Rangers gear? Well, I'm not a Rangers fan and I don't work for the team. That's why. Do I like to see the teams do well? Of course, because
it's good.
It's cool for the players and when you establish a rapport with them, and it's better for us when right. we're working because yep. we have like more engagement and we have more eyes on us. So, yeah, that's how I try to approach it.
Well, how about that? The time is so quickly going by. Sam, that was great. We really truly appreciate
chat,
you rolling
Sam.
In.
Thank you guys for having
and,
me.
And talking to us. Lunchtime just flew by today.
And keep it locked to Fox 4
please.
On your World Cup free
yeah.
for all.
Please.
Yeah, she can
watch Sam Gannon and Ducey tonight.
And Ducey, who doesn't love to watch him?
Everybody loves Ducey. We've all grown up with him.
Of course.
I know. He's my...
That's the constant, you know?
I remember I had constant. Posters of him on my wall when I was like in seventh grade. It's like, man, one
it's
day.
A fixture. I just, yeah, one day I'm going to have gray hair like that the whole time. All right. Thank you, Sam. We truly appreciate it. Thank you for coming.
Beautiful hair. I think he looks great.